Proclamation number 4610 of 9th of April, 1949. Commitment to those who receive the Word of God. Every person who has first recognized this as true has the duty to stand up for what is visibly divine spiritual good. Otherwise he is unworthy to receive the bread of heaven if he does not respect the delicious gift and does not value it for what it is. If the divine word is offered to a person through God's great love, then it is an act of mercy of utmost importance. Then a flow of grace pours over the person for which he cannot be grateful enough. For the path upwards becomes easily passable as a result. It is brightly illuminated and thus easier to tread and leads to the aim. Thus it is an extraordinary privilege which God grants to the human being because he recognizes in him the ability to work with the gifts now imparted to him according to God's will. It is merely up to his will how he uses the gift of grace from above. Because no compulsion is ever exerted on a person by God, yet all possibilities are made available to him to be obedient to divine will. With the acceptance of the gift of grace, he therefore also enters into an obligation to a certain extent. That of the right utilization of what God's love presents to him. He must therefore give something in return. 10th of the 4th, 1949. His willingness to carry what he receives to his fellow human beings. He must give his will and his strength in order to promote the spreading of the spiritual good. He must be constantly active as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. Only then will he prove himself worthy of those privileges and be blessed on earth and in the beyond. Now it is a difficult start to want to impart these gifts to people who are only materially minded, as it is work in general which requires love, patience and perseverance if it is to be successful. And that is why the worker for the kingdom of God also needs increased strength so that he does not become tired and sloppy in his activity. Therefore, he must first adhere to the divine word himself. He must satisfy himself with the bread of heaven in order to receive strength for his earthly path and to generally stand up for what he brings to his fellow human beings. For as soon as he seriously works for the kingdom of God, he will also have to expect hostile resistance, and he must be prepared for this. But the resistance comes from the one who is against the truth. And thus it is understandable that every person who seriously works for God will be presented with opposing knowledge, that the lion's error will obviously show themselves where the truth is represented from God. And now the battle begins between light and darkness. A good worker in the vineyard of the Lord will always be able to cope with this battle because he possesses the power of knowledge and the ability to judge clearly. Nevertheless, he will be badly pressed and only find and accept support and strength for resistance in the Word itself. And therefore he himself must constantly accept heavenly nourishment because only then can he withstand the enemy's attacks. Therefore this is also an obligation to make use of God's delicious gift of love as often as possible, to let it work on him and to let the strength emanating from the Word of God constantly radiate through him in order to now also be and remain suitable for the task he has chosen for himself, in order to be able to offer resistance when the enemy will proceed more and more against the supply of pure truth from above. For his aim is to extinguish the light and let people sink into greatest darkness in order to win them over completely for himself. God, however, stands by everyone who wants to serve him and strengthens him with his strength and his grace through the constant supply of his word. Amen.